Kinzinger, "If we need to subpoena Ginny Thomas, we will." By Pam Key on July 25, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, said Monday on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 riot will subpoena Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, over text messages she sent to then-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows if they need to. Mitchell said, "Let's talk about Ginny Thomas. Your colleague Liz Cheney said you are contemplating subpoenaing her if she does not appear voluntarily. How long are you going to wait to see if talks with her attorney bear fruit?" Kinzinger said, "That's an attorney-to-attorney conversation. Our folks on the committee are very good at knowing when they're being played versus when it's a legitimate negotiation. They will come forward and say if we get to that point, hey, it's time to subpoena. Ginny Thomas started out as an interest. We had a few pieces of evidence that we had seen. And then it just grew, particularly with some of the Eastman memos and conversations reaching out to state electors. We want to have a voluntary conversation." She said, "I think somewhere in the media that she was eager to talk to the committee. That's it. Come in, let's talk. We will subpoena her, but we prefer to just find out what she knows." Mitchell said, "If she said she's eager to talk, why is it taking too long to secure her cooperation and her appearance?" Kinzinger said, "That's a question for her and the lawyer. We heard through anonymous sources that Secret Service was eager to come in and testify on some of the limo incidents. They haven't come in. It's one thing to put stuff through anonymous sources or to say something in the media. It's another when you have your lawyer saying we need to do this a little differently. If we have to subpoena, we will. We're going to get to the bottom of as much as we possibly can. Hopefully, the Department of Justice, not related to our investigation, is looking at potential crimes here." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.